This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. Clay soil, that thick, glue-like stuff many of us have but wish we didn't. So, what's good about clay soil? Give me a minute. Okay, found some. Clay soils are more fertile than many other soil types. Each tiny clay particle is packed with places to hold on to water and fertilizer. Plants can get a firm grip, their roots are more stabilized. So, with a clay soil, you water less, fertilize less, get a better foundation for your plants, and extend their hardiness when extremes in weather or other factors occur, like this year. On the other hand, clay soil is heavy, mucky, harder to work with, and holds bad things too, like salt. Let's say you've had a soil test, you've done the squeeze test, and you know you've got clay soil. What are the best shrubs to plant? Aronia, also known as chokeberry, comes to mind quickly. Aronia is a beautiful North American native with multi-season appeal. Spring brings a blanket of white flowers, each with bright pink pollen in the center. Summer brings purple-black fruits, and come autumn, the whole plant blazes with bright orange, red, and yellow color. There are some new, smaller varieties, too. I'll share on GardenBite.com. This shrub can grow in most any soil and even tolerate shade well. Lilacs and smooth hydrangea also tolerate clay soil quite well. I love hydrangeas, and the Invincible series is pretty awesome, with its strong stems that won't flop in heavy rain. And what about Weigela? Well, of course, it's good in clay too. Check out GardenBite.com for pictures, more varieties, and information. Backed by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.